time now for Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. A detective story in three parts with Geoffrey Hinsliff as Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon as Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins as Sally Kingsley. Part two, Suspects and Motives. An attractive married woman is murdered and her body found by a friend, Sally Kingsley. Inquiries by Detective Chief Inspector Taylor and his men center on a van parked outside the house that afternoon. Apparently, Rosa Harris had been expecting a visitor.
Chapman. That was very good. Very good. 10 more minutes listening to you and I'll believe the earth is flat. Now let's try again.
Oh, come on, Chief Inspector. I've been through it twice.
A pack of lies, and your lies aren't very consistent.
I'm confused with all your questions.
You had an affair with Mrs. Harris.
I didn't kill her.
You had an affair.
I've been seeing her. Yes.
Tell him, Graham.
For nearly a year, by our reckoning.
7 months at the most.
You kept count?
No. It's that long since they bought the cars from the firm.
How often did you see her?
It's hard to say.
Often?
No.
Regularly?
Fairly.
Always at the bungalow?
No.
Your place?
You know I can't.
Oh, I forgot. You're married. 2 kids and a wife. It might have been a bit awkward for you. Ah, you're back, Wilkinson.
So?
Got something for me?
Quite a lot, sir. 4 people spotted the van. 3 are quite willing to attend an identity parade. They described Mr. Chapman to a T.
They saw him this afternoon?
Yes. There's others who knew he was a regular visitor.
They would. I didn't kill her.
But you were there this afternoon.
I haven't denied it.
Why did you run when you saw us?
Panic. I was bloody upset.
Ah, out of control.
Hmm.
Emotionally disturbed. That's what our medical man tells us. Common in criminals just after committing a crime.
What did he expect? It wasn't 3 hours after I'd found her.
Dead?
Yes.
Very upsetting.
Yes. Very.
You were planning to marry her, like?
No.
Other commitments, Graham. On both sides. You rang your wife, did you, Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
What did you tell her?
I was helping you out. One of my customers had been killed.
We should have told her, sir.
You think so, Wilkinson?
Well, she's going to find out in the end. In tomorrow's papers, maybe.
I don't see why.
Oh, don't you? Think what they make of it. Car salesman knocking off neglected wife. Afternoon assignments to discuss the merits of the Metro. Or was it the Sierra? Asked you to marry her, did she?
No.
Then when you backed off, she got nasty. Threatened to tell your wife.
No.
Just another fun-loving bastard, scared she'd blow the whistle on you.
She was dead, I keep telling you.
All right, that'll do, Wilkinson. Now let's hear it again. Time of arrival.
Oh. It's 3:15.
We've got witnesses who put it earlier.
All right, Graham, let Mr. Chapman have his say.
Yes, sir.
I parked the van near the house.
Grey?
Green. It belongs to the firm. We all use it.
But not to visit Rosa Harris?
No.
Huh? What next?
I went to the house.
Door unlocked?
Yes.
Is it usually unlocked?
No. I have a key.
I still think we should tell his wife.
You're that certain, Constable?
Yes, sir.
Not very convincing, are you, Mr. Chapman? What was she like?
Rose?
Yeah.
Very nice.
It's a funny word. Nice. Is your wife nice, Mr. Chapman?
I love my wife, Inspector.
Oh, when? Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays?
I said we'd let Mr. Chapman have his say, Wilkinson.
Yes, sir.
And you also loved Rose Harris. Is that it?
Oh, God, I don't know. Yes, she was different. She was bloody marvellous when she was on form.
I see. What did you do?
Eh?
When you went into the house?
I looked at the TV.
It was on?
Yes. Racing, Chepstow.
What race?
No idea. I just watched it for a minute. They were getting them into the starting gate.
So you'll remember the names of some of the horses, perhaps?
No.
TV on. What next?
I heard the radio. Pop music. Bloody mindless pop. And she liked it. In the bedroom, and that's where I looked next. She was across the bed, dead.
You didn't try to revive her?
No, she was dead, Inspector. Finished. Dead.
So you left?
Yes.
In a hurry?
I panicked. What would you have done?
I wasn't there.
Oh, I shouldn't have been there either. I just wanted to get out fast. I don't remember getting in the van, but I must have. And I was in the bog back at the firm, heaving my guts up.
You don't look that well now, sir.
Too much dinner, I'd say.
Shock, Wilkinson. Now, we've seen it before. Pale, perspiring, trembling, nausea, even tears. Not out of the way for a chap who's just strangled a woman.
I keep telling you I didn't.
All right, Mr. Chapman. We'll leave you to think about it for a while.
There's nothing to think about, Inspector. Rosa was the last person I'd ever want to kill. You've got to believe me.
I'll try, Mr. Chapman. I'll try. But I'm somewhere from being convinced. I'll have some tea sent in. All right for cigarettes, huh?
I don't smoke.
Ah, good for you. Wilkinson here needs his bloody chimney sweeping every fortnight.
Am I under arrest, then?
Oh, no. Just giving us a hand.
So I can go if I want.
How about it, Graham?
I wouldn't advise it, sir. We might just have to put a car outside your house. Not very nice, really.
I'd stay, Mr. Chapman. We really do have your interests at heart.
What are we going to do about him?
Let him go.
Oh, that's great.
He'll not go far.
He did it.
But our lords and masters are hardly convinced. He could have called in after the event.
And pigs can fly. What's worrying them?
The idea that we might have a maniac on our hands who could do it again whilst we're waiting for Mr. Chapman to cop up the goods. Your witnesses didn't help much, Wilkie.
I tried, sir.
Too bloody hard, if you ask me. Grey vans, green vans, blue vans, police cars, two-ton lorries, any time from 2 till 4. We'd never have got a committal on that lot. God above. Three of them thought you were the villain.
Idiots.
Yeah, well, they weren't describing Chapman.
You'd have thought forensic would have come up with something by now.
They will. Give them time.
You think Chapman did it?
Can't tell. Bit too simple, really. Boyfriend, open house, lovers quarrel, bang. He knocks her down and has her tights round her throat without thinking.
Well, that's how I see it, sir.
Tights. Now, there's something for you two to argue about.
What about them?
No clothes in the bedroom.
Didn't see any.
Nor did Miss Kingsley. Where did he get the tights, then?
From the bathroom. Off a radiator, anywhere.
Exactly. Premeditated.
What?
Premeditated. Whoever did it was well prepared before he walked into the bedroom.
You think so?
She knew him all right. Was off a guard.
Probably true.
And Martin Chapman fits that bill.
But we're letting him go, sir.
Because he says she was dead when he got there and we can't disprove
it. No, he did it all right.
But if he didn't, who did?
Her husband, for one.
Ah. The morning, Mr. Harris. A tough, boozy animal, according to Miss Kingsley. How did he strike the pair of you?
Subdued.
Shocked?
No. Angry.
Against who?
The murderer.
Of course, Mr. Harris wasn't anywhere near the crime at the time it was committed.
Wasn't he?
Don't ask questions, Wilkinson. If you know something, tell us. Otherwise, shut up.
It's just that Graham wasn't too happy about Mr. Harris.
Why not?
After you'd picked up Chapman, sir, I chased around Ilkley, checking on Harris's story. I wasn't convinced.
Poor soul. Well, let me have the gist of your worries before I see the formidable Mr. Harris.
Right, sir.
And keep an eye on the Kingsley girl, Wilkinson. She's the only bloody witness we have with the intelligence of a fly, and she's going to identify our man.
You think so?
I know so. Sooner or later.
Well, in that case, I'll look after her personally. If you see what I mean.
Keep it professional, Wilkinson. I don't want any complaints about familiar policemen.
This is nice.
Yeah, handy after a concert. More coffee?
No, thanks. I've still got some.
Liqueur?
No, thank you. Alcohol isn't one of my vices. You're a surprising man.
Why?
This. I somehow never thought we had musical policemen with cordon bleu taste.
More of them than you think. I blow a pretty fair trumpet in the divisional dance band when I'm not into the mysteries of French cuisine.
You don't.
And not in regulation boots either. Some of us are almost human, you know.
So it seems.
I need lessons.
Is that a request?
Well...
Then I accept. Could be a pretty long course.
You're not married, are you?
Yeah. Never seriously considered it. Too much involved with a job.
Sounds as though it's your education that needs the polishing up.
You're volunteering to do that?
Needs thinking about. How's the case going?
Oh, that. Yeah, we let Chapman go today.
I said it wasn't him.
Yeah, you did. Tell me who it was, then.
I wish I could. I keep feeling I've seen the man before. Or since. It wasn't you, by any chance.
Me?
Well, he looked a lot more like you than Martin Chapman.
On a Thursday afternoon? You must be joking. More coffee?
Something stronger.
Brandy?
Fine.
Why the change of mind?
Well, if it isn't Martin Chapman or Louis Harris, it could be another bloody maniac on the loose, and I don't mind telling you, I'm pretty damn scared. Next time, it could be me.
Through here, sir.
Thank you, Graham. Get Miss Harris a chair.
Sir.
Put in her book.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to have to ask you to come in again, Mr. Harris, so soon after your wife's death.
So am I. Any idea who did it?
Ideas, yes. Hard evidence, no.
Well, I hope it's not going to drag on like the rest of your cases. I've a living to make, you know.
Yes, we all have a living to make, Mr. Harris. I'm very sorry about your wife.
Being sorry doesn't help much.
No, I suppose it doesn't. These things take time.
Too long, if you ask me.
I take it our people are now all out of your house.
Yes.
Well, that's near enough a record for this kind of case. Ready for the inquest on Friday?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Very much a formality, this one, medical evidence and so on. It means you'll be able to arrange the funeral.
Leaving that to the undertaker. Funerals aren't my line of business.
No, mine. Murders, as far as I go. I'd like to have another look at the day your wife died.
Here we go again, eh?
At what time did you leave that day?
7:30 in the morning.
Usual time, is it?
More or less. We don't all have cushy office jobs that start at 9:00.
We don't. Go on from there.
I was on the site.
What site?
Which site do you bloody think? The hospital extension at Allenby Park.
You were there all day?
More or less.
How about the less, to start with?
Well, I could have been away a minute or two here and there, like.
Just a minute or two.
A pub lunch and a trip to a builder's merchant.
Aye, we know about them.
Oh, do you know?
Routine, Mr. Harris. Constable Graham has the times. Tell him, Graham.
Yes, sir. Arrived on site 8:15, stayed till 9:30. Arrived builder's yard 9:45. Back on site till 11:40. Green Man Pub, 12:05 to 1 p.m. A couple of whiskies and a pint of export bitter with the usual lunch, steak pie, peas and chips. And no other trace from 1 o'clock until 4:30, when Inspector Raymond from the local police contacted Mr. Harris as he was driving onto the building site and informed him of his wife's death.
Not on site at all during the afternoon Mrs. Harris was killed?
No, sir.
You snooping bastards.
That's what we get paid for, Mr. Harris.
To diabolical liberty.
Routine inquiry, sir. You do agree with our times, I take it?
I agree with nothing. Nil. Zero. Bloody nothing.
Then it could turn out to be a long morning for all of us.
I'm not staying here all morning.
You'll stay as long as I want, Mr. Harris.
Bullshit, Chief Inspector. You have 10 more minutes of my valuable time, then I'm walking out. Unless, that is, you've actually charged me with some offence. Take your pick.
Well, that's plain enough, sir. Tell him what it's all about, Graham.
Yes, sir. Mr. Harris, we are legally entitled to detain you for further questioning regarding the death of your wife. And if necessary, I will arrest you and detain you. If after 24 hours no charges are made against you, you'll be at liberty to leave.
You're daft, the pair of you.
Your wife's dead, Mr. Harris. Where were you when it happened?
None of your bloody business.
Nowhere near 26 Rosewood Avenue.
Miles away.
You offering any evidence?
No. You have to accept my word.
Your word? Don't make me laugh. You're a liar and a cheat.
Prove it.
No, not me, Mr. Harris. How about the Inland Revenue, for a start? And then I could get some of our fraud lads to start digging about in your local government contracts.
They'll find nought there.
Oh, I reckon they will if they dig deep enough. And I doubt whether anybody will touch you with a barge pole when they hear you're being investigated for corruption. And I'll make sure that they hear about it.
You bastard, that's dirty.
So's corruption, Mr. Harris. There's a telephone. Ring your lawyer. Tell him you've decided not to cooperate with the police. Go on. There's no catch. I've told you what the alternative is. I can't say any fairer than that, can I?
I don't see what the hell you're going on about.
Well, think about it. Now, take your time. I'm in no hurry.
You'll never be able to charge me.
Want to make a little bet?
Stuff your bet. Get on with your questions.
Thank you. 8 years married, I believe.
A month or two over.
You get on with your wife?
Who says you have to get on with your wife?
No law about it. How about it?
Well enough.
Well enough to keep her faithful to you?
Oh, now, wait a minute.
Take as long as you like. Fact one, she had a male friend. Fact two, she'd had others. Fact three, you knew about them.
If I'd known anything like that, I'd have killed the bitch.
Exactly, Mr. Harris. You'd have killed her.
What does that mean?
That you knew about one of them at least, the last one. And it's very possible that you did kill her.
No way.
We have statements from neighbours who heard your rows and saw them.
A pity you're nothing better to do than listen to rat-faced old biddies who'll say anything for a bit of publicity.
Don't let it worry you. We want a murderer, not a wife, Peter.
You know the fella who's sniffing around the bungalow?
Mr. Harris, that'd be telling.
I can always find out.
I very much doubt it. Your turn, Graham.
Yes, sir. Coming back to Thursday afternoon, you dropped out of sight for 3.5 hours. Plenty of time to drive over, kill your wife and drive back before the police contacted you in Ilkley.
Do I have to listen to his blathering?
Makes sense to me.
What time was she killed?
Sometime between 2 and 4. All you have to do is tell us where you were. We'll check and you can go. If you don't, we're going to keep you on our list. And that means looking into every dark corner. Talking to your neighbours, your workmen, your suppliers, your gambling
friends. All right. How far are you looking?
Meaning what?
There's others involved.
Oh, I see. Others?
Others.
Our leaders and betters.
You could say that. Anything I say is confidential?
Depends.
Off the record, then?
Try me.
What about him?
Pencil away, Graham.
Right, sir.
No tape recorders?
Judges don't like them much.
Well, okay. But if you blow the whistle on me, and I'll blow it on a parcel of very important bods who have enough friends to make life bloody uncomfortable for you. Get it?
Got it.
Right. And I'll tell you where I was.
Yeah, dear, oh, dear, oh, dear. What a lovely lady. Hey, lads?
Do you think so?
What? Didn't you?
Well, hardly.
Old-fashioned charm. You young ones can't really appreciate it.
A right old bag, if you ask me.
A right old bag indeed, Wilkinson. Corrupting at least half a dozen silly young women for the entertainment of silly old buggers who ought to know better.
What did she say?
After inviting us into the boudoir, you mean? More or less what we expected. Harris was there, all right. 1:30 to 3:30. Pressed hard enough, she'd have come up with his blood group and sperm count.
Can't we pull her in?
No, thank you very much. The other customers there that afternoon would support Harris's story before setting out to crucify the lot of us before tea time.
Yes, sir. So it's back to Chapman.
Yeah, it is. Unless our Rosa had another fella under her blanket.
A double act?
Well?
I don't think so.
Why not?
Well, not according to Sally Kingsley.
Ah, Miss Kingsley. Sally, is it now? Yes, I was forgetting her. How is she?
Oh, fine.
Looking after her still?
Well, you asked me to. Professional, like.
So I did. Any prospect of her helping us out with the identification?
You know, not a chance. I'll keep listening, though.
Do that. How's your house-to-house getting on, Wilkinson?
Okay, sir.
I haven't had a report, then.
Nothing firm yet. It's a hell of a street for offbeat visitors.
Most are.
Lots of police activity, is there?
Sir?
Postman, coalman, laundryman, fishman, scrap merchants, bums and policemen. And policemen. Right?
Yes, sir.
In a nice middle-class
patch. Don't you think it's funny?
Regular beat, sir.
Maybe. Find out who's on the patrols.
Yes, sir.
And don't sound so bloody enthusiastic. If we're looking for a nutter, one of our lads might have seen him.
I'll have problems with my landlord if you keep calling.
Sorry.
He's sensitive about the casual mail since he's fell inside for living on immoral earnings.
I'm no casual mail. I'm a police officer.
Worse. You lot ran him in, despite the fact that more than a few of you were enjoying free access to his team. Anyway, where's your warrant card?
What?
Warrant card. Local radio and papers. Until you catch the sod who killed Rosa, we've to lock all our doors and turn away strange men.
It's out, is it?
Every news bulletin.
Turner's idea. Sensible, I suppose.
So it's not Martin Chapman?
Oh, who knows? He says she was dead at 3:15. You say it wasn't Chapman going into the house at 2:30.
It wasn't.
Why not?
Wrong build. Chapman's slim, whippity. This bloke was big. Big as you.
Oh, thank you. Don't start that again.
What's that in aid of?
Bloody Turner. He spotted a few panda cars in the house-to-house reports, and I'm having to check all police visits and personnel.
You weren't among them.
Of course I was bloody among them. I was 18 months on the plod patrol before transferring to the CID, and there's been more than the usual amount of crime down Rosewood Avenue. Well, haven't you noticed?
It's awful, isn't it?
What is?
Well, until this bastard's caught, everyone's under suspicion.
That's the way it goes. Turner asked me to ask you about Rosie's other men. Apart from Chapman, that is.
I can't help, sorry.
Or won't?
Can't. I mean, she didn't exactly flaunt them. Now and again, I heard her talk to them on the telephone.
But nothing to identify the bloke we're looking for?
No.
You tell me if you remember. Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I mean me, not Mr. Turner. I could do with a leg up towards promotion.
Is that all you see it as?
No, I want to nail the bastard. But I could still do with the credits instead of Dan Graham.
Want some tea?
Yeah, wouldn't mind.
I've nothing stronger.
No, tea's fine, thanks.
I'll put the kettle on. Cups are in the cupboard.
Oh, right. Which one?
The one over the television.
Right. Sorry.
It's not to worry. It's on the blink. I'm waiting for the service engineer.
I have enough problems, Chief Inspector, without being dragged up here again.
Wife giving trouble.
You can say that again. I didn't believe a word of the story that Rosa Harris was just another customer.
I can hardly blame her, can you, sir? I could do with your help, though.
Help yourself, Chief Inspector. And I do mean exactly that.
Be reasonable, Mr. Chapman.
I'm being very reasonable.
You're a shit, Mr. Chapman.
I've got a wife. I've got kids.
You didn't think about them when you were knocking on the door of 26, did you?
No, I didn't. She'd had others before me.
Yes, so I understand. Tell me a few names.
I can't. She never talked about them.
Very convenient.
There was one she was scared of.
Huh?
Just once or twice he rang while I was there. She told him to piss off, but I could tell she was scared.
Not scared enough, it seems. But you can't remember any names, Mr. Chapman. Have another think. Yeah, hello? Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's you, Laurie. Yes, I'm busy, yes. What? Oh, not again. Where's it this time? Oh, hell. No, I'm not complaining, yeah. All right, regards to your mum, I'll ring you later, bye. Sorry about that, Mr. Chapman.
Oh, it's okay.
My wife, her old mum's fallen again. Looks as if she's broken her thigh.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, funny thing is, it took the best part of half an hour to get to her. Her bloody house was locked up like a fortress. And my daft wife let in a TV repairman this morning without one question. After all we've put out in the press and radio, I ask you.
Sounds like Rosa.
Hmm? TV man?
Well, maybe. When we first started to, get together, she'd get these phone calls. And when I asked her who it was, she'd say, oh, just my TV man. He was the one she was scared of.
How about a TV, Mr. Chapman?
What about it?
Was it on the blink, or wasn't it?
Hell no. Cost a fortune. It wasn't 18 months old.
Where does that Kingsley woman work?
Hospital lab, I think. Computer section.
The Royal?
Yes.
Right, TV shop's for you. Get round them all, and you'd better lay on Wilkinson to help with the legwork.
Visits that day?
Yes, and who does the Harris's set?
It's a hunch, is it, sir?
Call it that. And I want lists of every bloody TV engineer in this town. Get to find the names of the ones who packed it in as well.
It'll take time, sir.
This time tomorrow. Tell him, no bloody excuses.
I'll do my best, sir.
You'll have to be quick, Inspector. My boss is a bit touchy about women sliding
out. Leave him to me, Miss Kingsley. I'll sort him out.
Yes, you would, wouldn't you?
It's this bloke, the one you saw.
Yeah.
Big, stooping a bit, box of tools in his hand, grey overall jacket, grey van.
Yes.
Hat?
Yes, a sort of trilby.
TV.
What?
TV. We think he was a TV engineer.
Could have been, I suppose.
The Harrises had trouble with their set.
Not that I know of.
Sure.
Yes. Except...
Except what?
About a year ago. I remember now. That's when I saw him the first time.
In the grey van and the overall?
I'm not sure. Must have been. Well, Rosa was skew-if when I saw her that night.
Skew-if?
Well, knocked over, half scared, half laughing. She said something about them never giving up.
At all?
Yeah.
So one of her blokes was a TV engineer.
Looks like it.
And not happy about our Mr. Chapman's arrival.
Chief Inspector Turner? Chief Inspector Turner?
Here.
Telephone for you, Chief Inspector.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me, Miss Kingsley.
Of course.
God knows who's after me. Go away. Yes, it's me. What's that? Oh, Graham, yeah. Well, what is it, that? Yeah. I see. Where? God, we're lucky to find it. Yeah. Look, get forensic onto it sharp, will you? And don't spread the news around yet, eh? Just you and me. Just you and me. Yeah. Good. Thanks. Oh, Miss Kingsley, I've got some news for you.
What's that?
We found a van. Likely it's your grey van, dumped in an old brick pond. Some kids playing tag from school spotted it.
So you do believe I saw a man?
Oh, yes. I've always believed you. But, we're going to have to keep an eye on you now.
Why?
Well, there's every chance your bloke was the killer. And you could just be able to identify him. He might not like that.
Part two of Afternoon Call by Ivor Wilson. Geoffrey Hinsliff played Detective Chief Inspector Turner, Russell Dixon, Constable Wilkinson, and Jane Collins, Sally Kingsley. Bertrand Latham was Constable Graham, Brian Southwood, Martin Chapman, Andy Rawsley, Lewis Harrison.